This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said that his decision to leave a small number of U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal to his plan to withdraw all troops from the country. A senior U.S. defense official told VOA that the troops will remain in Syria to help enable local forces to keep ISIS from resurging. The official said the presumption is that the several hundred troops will be part of an international peacekeeping force. According to Reuters reporter Gillian Kitchener, at least two people have been killed along Venezuela's border with Brazil after indigenous groups tried to stop a military convoy loyal to President Nicolas Maduro from blocking foreign aid.
In another small town near the Brazilian border, troops fired tear gas at protesters, reportedly wounding at least five people. On Thursday, Maduro closed down Venezuela's southern border with Brazil.
The guards informed us that nothing can pass, not vehicles, nobody walking, nothing. So they're totally closing it, according to them, for security. But that's wrong, because what other countries are doing is to help Venezuela.
Maduro, who denies there's a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, is also threatening to close the Colombian border ahead of a Saturday deadline issued by self-proclaimed interim president and opposition leader Juan Guaido to bring the aid through. Meanwhile, a fundraising concert kicked off in the Colombian town of Cucuta, where the aid has accumulated.
That's Reuters reporter Gillian Kitchener. U.S. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu Hu had expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies, as both sides agree to continue their negotiations for two more days. Liu has been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. There could be more fireworks in Washington soon over the long-awaited Mueller report. Word that Special Counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. There's speculation over whether Mueller will implicate President Trump in criminal conduct or clear him in a probe that the president has repeatedly called the witch hunt and denounced to the media as recently as Friday.
At some point, I guess I'll be talking about it. But you know the nice part? There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. There was no anything. So that's the nice part. There was no phone calls, no nothing.
After a hotly debated question, the report also will be public, or will it be made public to Americans and the rest of the world, or be kept in the dark? U.S. Ambassador Michelle Sisson expressed support Friday for Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, who has been the focus of 2 weeks of nationwide protests calling for his resignation. Asked if the United States was prepared to help mediate multi-party talks to try to resolve the country's political crisis, the ambassador said that the burden falls on Haitians themselves to resolve their problems. President Trump has already promised to veto proposed legislation originating in the U.S. House that would reverse Mr. Trump's emergency declaration that would secure funds for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explained to reporters that the vote is expected in the early part of next week.
We plan to be voting on it on the floor of the House. We plan then, after it passes the House, to send it over to the Senate. We want to deal with this as expeditiously and carefully as possible.
In the current controversy, Congress was willing to provide just $1.37 billion in new funds for Mr. Trump's proposed wall construction, while the president demanded nearly $6 billion. At that point, Mr. Trump declared an emergency. Congressional oversight also prevents a president from unilaterally seizing power. National emergency declarations have no definition or limits, making the move open to different types of abuses. Nigeria's president says that polling stations will be safe Saturday when the country holds national elections after a one-week delay. In a nationally televised address Friday, President Muhammadu Buhari said that security has been mobilized across the country for the polls and pledged that people will be able to vote without any intimidation or fear. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hi, everybody. This is an encore of MTIA. I'm on assignment this week. Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, from VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you coming up in less than 1 minute, the Maxwell Mix of Pan-African Music. There's Wizkid, Renice, Gaz Mawete, Chidinma. That's on the current Afrobeat vocal side. Song of the Week zeroes in on Shekinah from South Africa. Kwame Ofori joins me for that one at the bottom of the hour. And we've got a medley of oldies by three legendary musicians who all passed away in November. Also, a highly original tune from Ghana called 52 Ambulances. Plus, wonderful classics of more earthy styles from Mali, Cape Verde, DRC, and South Africa. Last but not least, Bill Odidee from Nairobi brings us a feature with Blinky Bill, an amazingly talented Kenyan rapper, DJ, singer, guitarist. He's got it all. And he just released a solo album that comes in at the back half of the hour. So, peeps, time for this Pan-African Maxwell mix to go down. We begin out of Nigeria with Wizkid.
Starboy day for you. Baby girl, you find yourself, oh. Girl, you make my head red, oh. Anytime you know they close to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby girl, now you I want, oh. Baby, she not me you want, oh. Make we day one plus one or two, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter. 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter. 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter. It be only you be my desire, oh.
Open up my mind, and I only need my mind, oh. Yeah, 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter.
everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice, Queen of Mboko, with On Dit Quoi.
On Dit Quoi.
Go to Mali now with Techno Issa.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Brossard Producing. Namo. Quel est le numéro que vous voulez? Et un bel numéro pour la démission de ce rôle-là. Namo. Et comment les démissions de numéro que vous voulez?
Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now to the classics. The late Cesaria Evora with Soldad, a slow polaire. Let me tell you a little bit about the song. It was written in the 1950s, a time of terrible famines that lasted for about 20 years. Evora sings for her country. Soldad means miss, and it's a reference to an old steamboat that sailed from her hometown in Mindelo to Sao Tome, a town on another island some 170 miles away. And the boat transported indentured workers to pick coffee. The workers now, including her brother, took that boat. She remembers singing this and other songs to him and others on the eve of their departure. Who has shown you this distant way to Sao Tome? The longing. If you write me a letter, I'll write you back. If you forget me, I'll forget you until the day you come back.
Traves caminho longe, esse caminho passando meio. Quem mostra vez caminho longe, quem mostra vez caminho longe, esse caminho passando meio. Saudade, 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 desce a terra sem inclar. Saudade, 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 desde minha terra sem inclar. Se vos escrevem, te escrevem, se vos esquecem, te esquecem, até dia que não voltar. Se vos escrevem, te escrevem, se vos que sentas que ser, até dia que não voltar. Saudade, 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 és minha terra sem inglês. Saudade, 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 és minha terra sem inglês.
esse caminho passando bem. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passando bem. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclar. Saudade, saudade, saudade desse minha terra sem inclar. Se posso escrever, te escrevi. Se posso esquecer, te esqueci. Até dia que não voltar. Se posso escrever, te escrevi. Esquecer-me, te esquecer. Até dia que não voltar. Saudade. 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 Esse minha terra sem inclar. Saudade. 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 Esse minha terra sem inclar. Saudade. Saudade, saudade, pezinha dela, saninclá. Saudade.
All right, that was the late Cesaria Evora with Saudade. Hello, darling listeners, this is Heather Maxwell. Staying in the mood of past legends of African music, did you know that the world lost three such legends in November? From the 26th to the 30th, to be exact. Let me drop a few minutes of wonderful music history for you. On November 26th, 2001, Daudi Kabaki passed. He was one of the musical architects of Kenya's burgeoning recording industry in the 1960s, and he was referred to by his music fans as the undisputed King of Twist. This was early Inga music. African Twist was one of Daudi's biggest hits.
Tafuta hata kama ni pesa ngapi tamkomboa pamboi wangu hata kama ni pesa ngapi tamkomboa pamboi wangu.
Daudi Kabaka passed away on November 26th, 2 days short of his 62nd birthday. On November 28, 1998, another music giant, and I mean giant, passed away. He was Kadesela Yampanya, better known as Pepe Kale, from Kinshasa, Zaire, as it was called back then. Now, Pepe's glory days were in the 1970s when he formed Empire Bakuba. That band featured a big front line of electric guitars and an onstage dancing duel between the 300-pound Kale and his chief dancing dwarf, Emoro. In the second half of the 1980s, the Elephant of Zaire, as he was also called, lumbered briefly across the world stage as one of Africa's top popular music acts. Kale died of a heart attack in Kinshasa in 1998. This is Moyibi, the title track from his 1988 album.
I'm not
Finally, the third legend that passed away in November is Taboulé Rochereau. Taboulé passed on November 30th, most recently out of the three, in 2013. He was one of Africa's greatest influential singer-songwriters of the 20th century. The Voice of Lightness, as he was known, was a leading pioneer of the Pan-African music craze, the Congolese rumba, and in later years, of the faster dance style known as soukous. When Taboulé died in 2013, Roger Muntu, my Congolese colleague and host of the popular RM show here at VOA, he joined me in the studio to remember Taboulé. Here's an excerpt of that interview with Roger that was previously aired right here on Music Time in Africa.
Liwaya pasi sokipe liwaya mai, oh mama, mokolo na kokufa.
This song, Heather, it has a meaning that's, you know, it's so weird as a musician that when you write a song, you don't understand how, what the impact is going to have after your death. So pretty much on this song, he was saying, well, the day I'm going to die, the day I'll be completely gone, who is going to cry? Who is going to really take the time to think about me? You know, if I'm rich, what are people going to say about me? And if I'm poor, what are people going to say about me? The day I'm going to die, I'm going to leave my kids everywhere. I'm going to leave my kids in Europe, in Kinshasa. And Heather, ironically, that's exactly what he did. Yes, ironically, let's also say that this man had 102 children.
What?
Exactly.
All right, that was Taboulé Rochereau, who died November 30th in Brussels after a long illness from stroke. Well, that concludes our look back to African music history of lost legends.
It's super easy to get connected to Heather on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type Music Time in Africa. You'll find the Music Time in Africa page with over a million followers and the public group page. Both pages are hot with fresh photos, video updates of your favorite African artists, and new ones too. Talk with Heather and express yourself.
Song of the Week is coming up soon with Kwame Ofori. You're going to love that. Say hi, Kwame.
Hey, 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 guys.
All right, but first, I have a song for my Facebook friend, Kay Rowland. She wrote, please, can you play me Chidinma? I've fallen in love. Thanks.
I'm
Africa.
Hello, lovies. This is Heather. This next song's by a medical doctor by day, singer-songwriter by night. No lie, his name is Ni Lante. He's from Accra, Ghana, and he wrote this song, 52 Ambulances, after treating a trauma patient who he almost lost. Thank God he saved her life.
Make I clear my mind. What kind of nonsense be this? Make I say these things I want. And where can sense be this?
Nonsense.
Make you pass me my mic. Make a free up my mind. I don't give a damn this time. Yeah, yeah. Only 52 ambulances.
Pressure.
For the people. Yeah, 1,000 V8s for ministers, directors. Take my lament enter. 52 ambulances. For my people. 1,000 V8s for ministers, directors, them take parliament and die. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister, them. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister, them. Only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the minister, them. People, we bought 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the director, them. It's the same.
Watch them.
We don't watch them.
I don't watch them.
They cruise 1,000 V8s in the city. We don't watch them.
I don't watch
people. We for start facts.
Start facts.
We don't watch them.
We down the street. I don't hear them say.
I this your thing.
Master.
Excuse my French in this time. Too much things. Too much rascal. Sucking our blood every day. Damn. Too much foolishness I go on in this time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, nah, nah.
Only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister, them. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister, them. Only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister, them. People, we bought 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the director, them.
Sometimes I sit and I wonder, where lies our priority, I ponder. 52 ambulances only for a nation of 30 million. Yet 1,000 V8 luxury cars for selfish politician with big money bullion. Tell me, when you do fall sick, would you need an ambulance? Or would you rather hang your life on a balance?
52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm with Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante Ofori, now and always.
How you doing, Kwame?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You look nice in your Christmas sweater.
Thank you. For those who can't see it, I'm in the black and white Christmas, you know, Christmassy feel. I'm ready as usual.
All right. So this week we have a wonderful song. It is by singer-songwriter Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
She's from South Africa and she won 3 awards at the South African Music Awards this year in 2018.
Wow.
For Best Album, mm-hmm. Best Female Artist of the Year, and mm-hmm. Best Newcomer.
So then why did you choose this song?
Because I love the song. It's called Suited. And she is beautiful. And mm-hmm. it's just like her sound, her voice. Let's
Listen to it. You'll
Let's
see
dive
why.
Right into it then.
This is Suited. Shekinah.
That was great.
You like that one?
I do.
That was Suited, and this is the hottest new female vocalist in South Africa, according to Sama Awards, and I think that's a pretty good judge.
Very true. Yeah. I loved it. I love the video. I love the sound. I love how fresh it is. Yeah. And it's not a typical South African sound. This is more universal that we can all like relate to.
Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always. And that was
Song of the Week. All right. So next up, two songs back to back by Gaz Mawete and Shaluza Max. And then Bill O'Didi from Nairobi presents Blinky Bill. Here's Gaz and his gorgeous voice, Olingi Nini. What do you want?
Mama, pardon, Bengelanga, oh, yanga, eh, shaggy, oza, wapi, eh.
wana maboko anani Soki bolingi bilamba nasomba chéri balo biole la kabelwe nasomba j'ai désir devenir l'homme que tu mérites oh ma chérie je veux être les gardiens de tes nuits laisse-moi prendre tes peines t'aider à réaliser tes rêves pour toute la vie être ta moitié. Yo lingi ninye, bébé, yo lingi ninye. Yo lingi ninye, chéri, yo lingi ninye. Sogi pe bambongwe, na pesa. Sogi bo lingi bilamba, na somba. Chéri balo biole la kabelwe, na somba. Chéri, zwa na yo. Mais pourvu que yo tikala, zwa na yo. Essentiel que yo zala, kayangai moko. Bébé, senga nonga mapangwe.
Nago beza yo.
Senga fungo la lola ye.
Nago beza yo.
Ata o sengi sutana no. Bengelanga Christian Matondo Osapi El conforta nanga ye Gaele busa ye Yo lingi ninye bebe Yo lingi ninye Yo lingi ninye chéri Yo lingi ninye Sogi beba mbongwe Na pesa Sogi bo lingi bilamba Nasomba, chéri balo biole la kabelwe, nasomba.
Singa ngalika kwa ndundwe, bome ngoya ya didi ginwani.
Balo binazo salama be, mbongwe sa bolingote.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, hello, peepsters. This is Heather Maxwell. All right, so time to hook up with Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet the fabulous Blinky Bill.
Hello, Heather Maxwell. Today I've got some very eclectic sounds from Nairobi here in Kenya from the DJ, producer, songwriter, guitarist, all-round artist, Blinky Bill. Interesting name, that one. He's a very adventurous artist, combines diverse influences from funk, soul, hip-hop, all very dynamic. Blinky Bill was formerly with a group called Just a Band, and he's just released his debut solo album, which has got a very intriguing title. So we'll speak about that with him. But first, let's get familiar with some of the sounds on the album. Here's a track called I'll Care More Next Time.
My name is Selanga Ochieng. The name Blinky was a name that was given to me in high school after a cartoon series.
I mean, why did they call you Blinky Bill?
My name was Bill, so everyone was like, oh, Blinky Bill. When I left and started becoming an artist in my own right, there's once I saw my name being written in the newspaper, I was just like, I sound like an accountant. No offense to accountants. I just needed a stage name, so it felt like a good fit.
This is your first solo album. I mean, it's kind of strange to say that this is your first album.
I've been working a lot.
Tell us what the name of the album.
The name of the album is Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales.
I love it.
It's a mouthful.
Okay, so what are we going to play from the album, Bill?
Play them Attention. Baby, won't you come close to me?
Attention from Blinky Bill's debut solo album. I just love this title. Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales. What's with the title, Bill? What's going on here?
I've examined life in the sense of how even if you know a lot of things, there's no guarantee that you're going to see it tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff that we have under control, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't have under control. And at this point in time, like just having seen a lot of different places in terms of countries, we are all going through the same thing. The economies that are stressful. We have people trying to make sense of what life is all about. We have a lot more awareness of just how we live than I think at any point. Just trying to make sense of what this thing called life is all about is where the title came from. Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, on the album, you got various collaborations with musicians from around Africa, indeed from around the world. One who stands out is Neka from Nigeria. How did you hook up with Neka?
I was in Lagos last year and met Neka. And we recorded two songs. So one was called No Touch 'Em, which came out last year. And then this one. But this was the song that I imagined her on. Her voice sits so well on this song. To be honest, she didn't even see it. She just gave me the verse like, no. She didn't write it down.
Really?
Nothing.
It's a great song. It's called Owa.
Owa. Yeah.
There goes the Kenyan rapper, singer, guitarist, all-round artist Blinky Bill, featuring Neka from Nigeria on a track called Oa. Blinky Bill has just released his debut solo album, Everyone's Winging It, another Fly Tales, and that's what we've been talking about, in addition to listening to the really interesting sounds that he's put together on this album. Look out for it, wherever in the world you're listening to this show. This is The Other Bill, as in Bill Odidi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Don't you know?
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Blinky Bill. Now, this last song is Muchana by Kandabango Man. It comes to you by way of another song request. This one was made by MTIA fan Taremwa Derek from Uganda. Right, that was Kandabango Man, and it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to the two Bills from Kenya, Bill Odidi and Blinky Bill. And also thanks to Kwame Ofori for joining me in presenting Suited by Shekinah for Song of the Week.
You know you're always welcome.
Thanks so much, Kwame. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.